What we're working on now is an initiative to become a purveyor of entrepreneurs. The one thing that separates those that are successful and those that are not are those that are professionals and those that are entrepreneurs. And if a company won't hire a convicted felon for whatever reason, and I understand that there are some issues with certain felonies as it relates to sexual assault, things of that nature. But when it's if it's a drug offense or a low-level drug dealer, once they've proven that their values have changed and they've gone through and they've paid their debt to society, one of the few things that can level the playing field is entrepreneurship. And I think if we take our time for African-American males or any males that have been incarcerated and create an avenue for entrepreneurship, that alone would change it. I know of at least 5 here in the city of Milwaukee that own major corporations that are entrepreneurs who are convicted felons. And no one cares. And the reason they don't care, because I think they've shown enough what they talk about in the law enforcement and probation parole community, pro-social behavior, that it mitigates mistakes. And I think education and entrepreneurship for the convicted felon would probably serve to mitigate this study that UWM did regarding mass incarceration.
Earlier you said that you did not want to focus on policy. Why is that?
You have to understand that there are certain realities in life. A couple of realities tend to transcend race, gender, all of those things. While there is a disparity with African-American males for whatever reason, and I think that's something that needs to be looked at immediately, we have to realize that if you commit a crime, there are going to be repercussions. So one of the arguments is that we need to change the drug laws so that they're not so harsh, things of that nature. Well, I'm from the ilk that if you don't commit the crime, you mitigate all of that. All of that becomes a non-issue. Incarceration becomes a non-issue. Having a felony record, all of that goes away. The other part of that is education. I've never seen a person lose their education. It's the one thing that anybody, whether you're a convicted felon, male, female, regardless of gender, sexual orientation, where you live in the world, that once you acquire an education, no one can take it from you. If you die, it dies with you. If you're incarcerated with an education, it goes with you. You're even able to use it there. So I think we haven't broadened the spectrum, because part of the cultural norm of not airing our dirty laundry kind of plays a part in that. But I think if we peel that onion, I think that we would see that in the African-American community, the majority of the people that were exceptional, the majority of the people that have made it in the world, that have been successful, and I mean just simply reached middle class, have been either educated or entrepreneurs. And I think if we start looking at those tracks, it'll enable us to kind of turn away from all of the issues and where policy goes away, where I literally can only turn you away from a job because I have a better qualified person, not because of your record. There's so many things that stop us from even getting to the door. The fact that you can't fill out the application because when you sign your name, you sign it with an X because you can't read. But I think if we have to start at both ends of the spectrum. And one of the things 100 Black Men does is they start at both ends of the spectrum. We literally mentor across a lifetime. We give you a skill set and give you the tools that you need, if I may use the analogy, in your own toolbox, that you could take that and then you can use it on others.